Simon Kuf Samach has Siftes. Page Samaches. So that's written Simon Kuf Samaches and Page Samaches and it's Siftes. Paras Gamar Philip Pochas Mikazais Bavorchal of Amoitzi. I will have Achor Ben Bavorch Klum Kol Shalai Ochal Kazais. Okay. Now, Shavuros Mikat Mem Zayin Pochas Mikazais. Who would then I feel a call to who? Any amount, even you know, just a little crumb, if you want to eat it, you have to make a bracha. You don't make any bracha, etc. Okay, now take a look over here. We're going to do the next mishabur is an introduction to the sif. So let's see the introduction, and then we're going to see the sif. Mishabur is cut mem tes. Akdim lezeh sif haktama kitzora. I'm going to give an introduction. It is the following. The Yesh Bezeh Shlosh Shafanim. There are three scenarios that the Shulchan Aruch is going to speak about. So, number one is Pas Shapirer the Perurim. You took bread and you ground it up. So you have bread crumbs, right? It's crumbs of bread. Ubishla, then you cooked the Perurim. So what's the Allah? Satala Bezeh. So the first Yisrael is, Imai Perurim G'dalim Shesh B'Em Kazayis. If the pieces were large pieces, to the point that any one of the pieces was still a kazayis. Okay? On his baltam him shame pasafil imayadebishal ozum him taralechem. You cook them and they don't look like bread anymore, etc. A kazayis of bread is indestructible. That's basically the rule. You cannot remove the status of pas by cooking it. Okay? So that's step number one. If it has a kazayis, it's always going to remain bread. However, if all of the pieces are less than a kazayas, I feel nearish yeshlem aleim taralech, and they still look like bread. But since you cooked it, which means with liquid, the shame tafshel aleim, they're no longer considered bread. They're considered a tafshel. They're a tafshel using flour, etc. So the brachas mazonos, and now there's a bracha mazonos. No matter how much you eat, the brachas mazonos. There's no din of possible. It's not possible to kiss that. It's not pas anymore. It'd be pas, it'd be emotzi still. So it's not pas anymore. It's no longer bread. The bracha is mezonos and alamithya, no matter how much you eat.
So question. Matzah balls.
Okay. No questions yet. I mean, we'll see the sif. You'll answer the question yourself. Okay. Second possibility. Imloi bishloi. Rak shapira b'ka'ara. Mishkabai pira nyakla yedei devash or morak. You didn't cook it. You broke them up in small pieces, and then you mix it together with some type of a binding agent to hold it together. Okay, so what's the luck in that situation? So we say like this: if they still look like bread, you haven't cooked it, and you use honey or something else to hold it together,
egg, whatever.
Right, mavorach hamoitzi. I feel the main b'hapirurin kizayis. So, kazayis member is indestructible, so that doesn't. That's not. That we're not discussing that case. It's less than a kazayis. All the pieces are less than a kazayis. So, since you didn't cook it, if it looks like bread, still it's bread. Therefore, even though the pieces are less than a kazayis, v'ein b'hem taralechem, it's a bracha zemotz. V'ein b'hem taralechem, b'vorach leim b'reim in mezonos, elkin ha'yer peperu in kazayis v'chanal in bishul. If they don't look like bread anymore. So as long as all the perurim are less than a kazayis, you would make a mezonos. If one of the pieces is a kazayis, you have to say motzi on that piece because kazayis isn't destructible. Gimel, kishaloi bishel, v'gamol nischabra perurim yachad ayadei mashka. So you didn't cook it, you didn't make it into a mush with a liquid. I feel in my perurim dakin kaselis, even though you've ground it up so fine that it looks like fine flour. Bevarachalei mamotzi. The shame pasalem, it's still bread, and the brachas are moitzi. Okay, so that's the three possibilities we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch. So the first rule you always have to look at is there a kazayis? If it's a kazayis, the conversation doesn't start. It's always a moitzi still. If not a kazayis, so did you cook it? Mezonos. Did you mush it together? Well, it depends. Does it look like bread or not? If you didn't do anything to it, it's just flour, the brachas are moitzi still. It's up to sif. Sif yod, chavitza. So chavitza is a phrase, it's a name from the Gemara. What is chavitza? Dachainu, perurei lechem, shidiz bokim yachad agadei morak. you took pieces of bread, crumbs of bread, and you combined it together with the amorik, like a broth. So in this bashal, if it was cooked, so first step is im yeshrim kazayis al bishayin boi tar lechem. You cooked it to the point does not look like bread anymore. So amorik hamotzi berachos amazon. If one of the pieces has a kazayis, that piece is the bread, and once you make a brach on that piece, so then everything else is included in that piece. You make a motzi and benching. V'aymem kazayis, if all of the pieces do not have a kazayis, there's no single piece which has a kazayis, abishin nira sheyesh ben tar lechem, even though it still looks like bread, you didn't cook it to the extent that it doesn't look like bread anymore. It looks like bread. And mevorach alo bareben himesanus, bracha achas mein sholish. But it's no longer bread, so the bracha is mezonos and alamichya, and I don't care how much you eat. Now, v'meinu mavushal, so that was scenario number one, that you cooked it. If you didn't cook it...
That seems inconsistent to me. It says, imesh v'hem kazayis, this is before the bishul. This is after the bishul.
No. If you took a piece and you cooked it, so you have a piece of bread, which is a kazayis. You cooked the kazayis of bread. So since it's still the piece is a kazayis that you cooked, so even though it doesn't look like bread anymore, it's still bread.
Well, hold on, you're talking about...
What does that one say? No,
if you cooked it and it has a kazayis...
Even though it does not look like bread, it's still bread. Right. The piece that you cooked is a kazayis. Even though through the bishul, it's not... It doesn't, right? Even though it lost its tarlechem through the bishul.
If it has and doesn't look like bread, you still make a mozi.
Right.
But...
Okay, good.
And I have a couple of questions. Number one, you're talking about bread before it's cooked, so it was already baked as bread.
Yeah,
right?
It's bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's... We're talking here about something that's less than a kazayis, so... I don't know how many ounces there are in a kazayis of bread, but what if you're talking about something that's cooked, so you're now adding a liquid to it, water, whether it be, you know, chicken soup or just plain water, I don't know what.
Right.
But how much of that, it had to be less than a kazayis of bread before you added the water to it, but now that you've added the water to it, maybe now it's more, does that make it more than a kazayis, because now there's water absorbed into this bread?
So that's a good question, which we're actually talks about the case where it was nispach, it expanded due to absorbing liquid. We'll see that in a minute.
And where do you you have to measure that it was less than a kazayis before you added the water, right? Because even though now that it's expanded, it may look like more than a kazayis, but it started out as less than a kazayis.
Right.
So the fact that you added liquid to it doesn't change the fact that it's still less than a kazayis.
Correct. Good.
I'm.
Yeah, good.
I mean, okay, and
well, again, the logic is a kazayis of bread is indestructible. It doesn't lose its status. It's chashav enough, doesn't lose its status. You're talking about you took a kazayis of bread that, you know, whether you put it in fire and water, I don't care what you do to it. But the chashivah starts with a kazayis. So if you didn't have a kazayis to start with, it doesn't have the chashivahs.
Now, kazayis also does something else. I mean, some breads are, you know, quote unquote, light and fluffy, and some are dense.
Kazayis is measured by volume, not by weight.
And that's what I'm saying. Because the volume is a kazayis, but in other words, it could be a light, fluffy kazayis, versus a dense kazayis is going to be obviously a much... there's going to be a difference there in terms of, I'll call it, the weight of it.
Yeah, but so, it doesn't make a difference.
So you're saying it doesn't matter. In other words, if it was a kazayis of baked bread to begin with, it doesn't matter whether it was a dense kazayis or a fluffy kazayis.
Right.
That's irrelevant.
Yeah. It's not crushed, it means. It's not crushed.
Yeah, that was kind of where I was going. Was you know, it was if you took something that was a kazayis as a fluffy bread, but then you crushed it down so that it's now a dense thing, but it's now smaller than a kazayis, does that make a difference?
Yes.
Air counts.
Huh?
What?
Air counts.
Air counts, yeah.
Air is equal, to
okay. Let's go right there. So now, if Anim of Vushal El Shul Mechubra Yadei Zavash Amorek, it wasn't cooked, it was just held together with, you took the pieces and hold them together with some type of this thick liquid, like honey or the broth. Imeshu brusas kazayas, so if the pieces are kazayas, again, even though they lost their tar lechem, so it still is a motzi. If it doesn't have a kazayas, so now it depends. Imeshu tar lechem, you can still tell that it looks like bread. So then before you didn't cook it, even though the pieces are less than a kazayas, but they still look like bread, and you mix it together with this mush, but the main bim tar lechem, if through mushing it together, it doesn't look like bread anymore. Now the third scenario is you just ground it up very, very small.
Bread crumbs.
Even though no pieces of kazayas, and you can't tell that it's bread, it looks the same thing as flour to you. It looks like flour. And now, so that's why, you understand why now, the last sif, which talks about the bracha of hamotzi, is even a little piece. That's why the purpose of that is introduction to this sif.
Hold on.
One second. And more than that, we'll talk about later on how much you need to eat to be able to bench. Okay.
So hold on. If we take bread, we turn it into bread crumbs.
The bracha is a mosi.
The bracha is a mosi. And how many bread crumbs do you have to eat to make hamosi, even one crumb?
One crumb. If you intend to eat a crumb, you've got to make them have to be a mosi, yeah? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. So we saw Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Mem Tes, except for the last line. So hold on, by the end, the last few words of Sukkot Mem Tes. About the Navarro says Sif Ezer Hashem Yisbar. So now we have the introduction. Let's go through the Mishnah Berurah. Let's explain the different points of the Sif. Okay, so Chavitza is, what is that? The Hanu Per Lechem Shenidbokin. But he's special. Ain Afkamina Bein Nidbokin Aloy. That would say that they clumped together. That's only relevant when you're discussing the case of using the liquid to clump them together. That's the second scenario. The first scenario, if it's cooked, it's cooked. I don't care if each piece is floating in by itself in a lot of water, it doesn't make a difference. The Nokut, Zemishim Wife and Hashem, the Marbali Bishul. It used this scenario to discuss the second case, which is there's no Bishul, then it's only relevant if it clumps together. Now, so the Machab, the first case was Bishul. Now we're going to see, in Sif Yud Aleph. You know what? Okay. We'll see in Sif Yud Aleph that there's another way to give it a status similar to Bishul. If you soak it in the water, and the water leaches out the flour and the starch which is there, and the water, so that has the equivalent status of Bishul. So the scenario which is talking about here, that you took honey and you clumped it together, the liquid wasn't necessarily the liquid which is pulling out the starch from the bread. But you would soak it in water, and it would sit in the water for a period of time, so that is equivalent to Bishul. So again, if the pieces are kazayas, kazayas is indestructible. But the pieces are less than a kazayas, even though they didn't clump together, right? And it still looks like bread, but it's a lesson of kazayas, and you did that to it, it's no longer hamotzi. So that's really Sif Yud Aleph. So Mishnah Berurah points out over here also. So that's this creates the same status of being mevatel the din lechem by taking out the starch. So how do you measure that? If the water turned white from the starch which will leach out of the bread, that's enough that it affects the bread. Again, if the piece are less than a kazayas, yes.
So in the first case, if it has a kazayas, and you cook it and it doesn't have the Torah of lechem, so it's rechamotzi.
Right. Because the kazayas is indestructible.
Right, so in the third case, it's telling us that it doesn't have, so it's dak-dak and it doesn't.
You didn't do anything to it. You just chopped it up.
Anything, right. Just right.
So it's still a mozi.
Right. So why does it have to tell us about the first case? Why? What? The first case would seem to be included in the third case. It's doc doc. In the first case, it's either doc doc or it has cough like desire. So you have the bishul. The bishul is changing the bracha. It's not.
Again, the point over here is that I came over here and I said, okay, I did bishul. I did bishul on this item, right? Like Moshe mentioned, okay.
Matzah balls.
Matzah balls. What was matzah balls? You took matzah and you ground them up. So that matzah is hamotzi. You ground them up. Now you have what's called matzah mel, right? Matzah mel is hamotzi, right? So now you take it and you make it into this, you mix it together, two things, and you put it and you cook it. So now it's a mazonos. Right, because you cooked it. Let's say instead of doing that, I would make.
Oh wait, I thought if matzo balls were a hamotzi because there were matzo balls. So that's my.
No. You made it into little pieces.
Yeah.
And then you cook them. So once you cook bread, it's no longer hamotzi. That's okay.
I thought a matzo.
Stop. So we're missing the whole sif.
I'm sorry.
Missing the whole sif over here.
I'm trying to get an understanding.
Let me talk.
Yeah, okay.
The point over here is cooking removes the status of hamotzi. However,
it changes the tar. That's the answer.
No. The cooking removes the status, even though it looks like bread. For example, Mr. Brewer will discuss what's the status of frying. We pass in deep frying is considered cooking. So let's say I make French toast in the deep fryer. I take bread. Right? It's horrible for your cholesterol, but okay. But
it tastes good. Yeah.
Right? Okay. I coat it with eggs. It looks like bread, and I dump it into the deep fryer. So what's the bracha on the thing? So if I take a whole slight piece, the piece is a kazayas. So even though I cooked it, it's still hamotzi. If it's less than a kazayas, if the piece is a half a kazayas. So the bracha is mazonos. It looks like bread. I don't care what it looks like. It's mazonos. Because you cooked it.
That's irrespective of what you did to it.
No, because you cooked it. If you didn't cook it, it would be a hamotzi. The point of the sif over here is the bishul is mavatal din alecha. But there's another rule that a kazayas of bread is indestructible. So let's forget about kazayas. So now, it's not a kazayas. So what did I do to it? I chopped up in little pieces. Hamotzi. I stuck it together with honey. Depends what it looks like. I cooked it. I don't care what it looks like. Once you cooked it, it's a mazonos. That's our three steps. The first step is I chopped it up. Well, I don't care what it looks like. It's still hamotzi. Second step is I put it down with honey. So it depends what it looks like. Third step is I cooked it. Forget about what it looks like. You cooked it. It's a mazonos. That's the three steps. Am I good?
I'm still confused. Maybe
okay. Well, so what am I missing?
If I take a tiny little piece of bread, I don't make hamotzi.
That's not true. That was sif tes. Chas gemar fil pachim gazayis b'varach alav hamotzi. The Mishabura said even a kol dehu. I take a crumb. I decide I'm eating a crumb of bread.
You got to wash and make hamotzi.
You don't have to wash, but you have to say hamotzi.
You don't bench.
You don't bench, so you have a base.
Right. So I decided I want. I saw this little crumbs on the table. I said, you know what? Why don't I eat them? You know, it's after lunch. There's crumbs in my matzah leftovers. I stick my finger in and I picked it up. I have to say hamotzi on it. It's because it's a little crumb of bread. I have to say hamotzi on it. So that's the last case. If I chop it up into little pieces, the bracha is still hamotzi. I make it into matzah mel. If a person would want to eat matzah mel, plain matzah mel, right? He'd have to say hamotzi. Yeah.
Another question. You keep mentioning kazayas. Now, who's kazayas? I mean, the Chazon Ish's kazayas? What's
well, the Chazon Ish would say, would use the Chazon Ish's kazayas.
But
my dev, my definition of a kazayas is you take a slice of rye bread from the middle of the loaf,
2 pound.
2 pound rye bread from the bakery. It's smaller in the ends, it's bigger in the middle. Take a slice from the middle, cut it in half. That's a kazayas. That's the size of a kazayas. Okay, that
according to whose opinion?
That's my opinion. You're asking me, that's what I'm going to tell you. You want to get a different opinion, ask somebody else. Right. Okay, now, Mr. Mishabura, what's called cooking? So we got to figure out cooking.
You boil something in water.
Nun beis imni special. Hainu shenosan alechem bekli rishon kishomer al ha'esh. Okay, so step number one was the you have a kli rishon, which is it's the pot which is
the, it's on the fire.
It's on the fire, and you put it there while it's on the fire. So that power affects the lechem. Now, what about it? Or you took it off of the fire. It's a kli rishon. It's off of the fire. You turn the fire off. Let's say, right? You had a gas stove. You turn the fire off, and the water is still hot to the point of the yatzel lettuce. So one of the examples of this is. Some people make a people who eat kibrochs, so they have a Pesach dikka roll. They take matzah melt, and you mix it into you boil water. You turn off the water, you turn off the fire, and it's boiling hot. And you put the matzah melt into it. So that's this case. It's kli rishon. So that by doing that, you've been mevatel the lechem from it. I'm a kli sheni l'choshev bishul, but if you heat it up in a kli sheni. It does not have a status of bishul for this purpose, and therefore dinner kumay by finasheni. It follows the second. Now it's the second category, which is depends what it looks like. Again, if it's a kazayas, this whole thing is irrelevant. That kazayas is indestructible. The kumay is not a kazayas. So if it's not a kazayas, the second grouping is what does it look like? So dim yesh batar lechem avorach hamotzi af bachel mekazayas. But if it doesn't look like bread, it's a mezonos. Now, Zakti Mishter Bura, however, we have another sif which says that there's another way to get the same status of bishul, is if it leaches out from the starch from the bread to the point that the water turns white.
So you soaked it in water.
But dafkin money slab and a maim al yedei alechem. So it wasn't a kli rishon, it was a kli sheni, so that's not bishul. But there's still another issue you have to know. Did it whiten the water? Which is a very common thing when you put it into hot water, that's what it does. Okay, so I'm making matzah brai. So matzah brai, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a question because it's fried. It's not deep fried, it's fried. Fried is a question. Is that called bishul or not? It's called baking. Right? So I have a suffix bracha. So one of the suggestions how to solve the suffix bracha, therefore the Mishnah Berurah, that you should only eat a toich hasuda together with actual real bread. Now, our Pesach would be matzah, right? It says the other solution is if you soak the matzahs...
Before you mix it with eggs.
Before you mix it with the eggs. How long do you have to soak it for? To the point that the water would be nislabit. Then you have no suffix. Now, what about hiniach apurim bekar of oirelim roislem a kli rishon? So it's not kli sheni, it's not kli rishon, it's pouring from a kli rishon, it's iri kli rishon. Okay, kosach renim the sofik whom yesha din bishul oloi. That's a sofik. What its status is? So the gabi shabbos we consider it a bishul, but the gabi this aloch that's a sofik. Okay, the main bepurim kazayis yesha tar alechem. So if the piece of a kazayis, the answer is it's a moitzi. I don't care what you did to it. Piece of less than a kazayis. And they don't look like bread. Okay, so then you've been mevatel the Torah Lechem. It's not less than the second group. The second group, you're mevatel the Torah Lechem. It's no longer a moitzi. But what about it's pieces of less than a kazayis and they look like bread? So you can't use the second grouping for that because it looks like bread. The first grouping is a suffix, whether it's bishul or not. It's not a kazayis. So over there, the lach is yivorach pasach retchil. You have to make a bracha on other bread.
Can I throw a bunch of monkey wrench in?
You know, I really would like to see if we can finish this before Marv.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And there's a lot more information over here still. A lot of your questions will be answered as we go through the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see if we can do that.
I doubt they thought of this one, but okay.
Okay, but you can figure out the answer yourself based on the information that you'll have. Yeah. Now, let me say it like this. We'll talk about donuts later on. Donuts are Sefer Gimel. Okay. Now, so we said if it's cooked, that if the piece of a kazayas, lav dafka kul, you don't need every piece has a kazayas. El filo yeim yesh kazayas bechada proves that one piece has a kazayas, so that's hamotzi still. So once that's hamotzi, you make hamotzi on that, it covers everything else. Gam kem evorach la hamotzi, berachos and mosr, melech yochel lech al ashar, haktanas gam kem. So once you make hamotzi on one, everything else is covered. So once one piece is a kazayas, a common issue was a chala kukul. They used to make they take the leftover challah from Shabbos, so they would mix it together with some sugar and cinnamon and eggs, make a big mush, and stick it in a big pan, and they'd bake it, right? So they didn't cook it, they baked it, right? But on the other hand, they mushed it beforehand. So we'll get to mushing in a second. So one thing is, I'm sure, if the pieces are kazayis, it's a moitzi. So the piece of kazayas was lomer. The brusa atzer shavurach ala hayik bo kazayas mikodem. The piece that we're discussing started out as a kazayas. V'lo nifchusam yishir zayin bishul, and it didn't. The bishul didn't make it less than a kazayas. But v'lo mitzarfin lo mash and isbat dabka im chavrasel or shenispaka ayinay mashka. We don't include the din of a kazayas if before you started it was less than a kazayas. But some other things stuck to it, or it expanded because of liquid, it absorbed liquid, that does not count for the purpose of a kazayas, for this purpose. It has to start as a kazayas, A, and it doesn't shrink the less of a kazayas through the process. Okay? So if it has a kazayas, even though it doesn't look like bread, abish eno nero, en boi tira lechem, doesn't look like bread, kimash yesh ben kazayas, when he's about to be shem lechem. It's a kazayas, you cannot be about to shem lechem from it. Okay? That's step number one. Now, if they don't make kazayas, cooking it, it looks like bread. I don't care what it looks like. You cooked it, it's a mazardus. Even though it's near a tara lechem. The human is bashal and a kosher of tara lechem. Once you cook it, it's not called the appearance of bread anymore. It looks like bread. I don't care what it looks like. It's not bread. Now, you didn't cook them in a pot. But rather, you fried them in a frying pan. So, Masha b'Magen Avraham Sif Katan Lamed Vav Dol Havi Kibishul. The Magen Avraham seems to indicate that's not bishul. So, again, we're not talking about deep frying. Deep frying is cooking. So, we're talking about just and we'll see later on if you just put a very little minimal amount of oil there, that shouldn't stick. That's called baking. The issue over here was you had enough oil that it's there to flavor it, etc., but it's not deep frying. So the Mordechai says, no, that's still not bishul. And therefore, if it's a kazayas, who cares? It's always a mutz. The piece is less than a kazayas. So it's not worse than case number two. What's case number two? Well, it depends on what it looks like. So that'll depend what it looks like. However, the fidash sharech reidim shom ein hekrek l'dvorov. But the other Achareim disagree with him, and they say it is considered bishul. And therefore, if bishul, I don't care what it looks like, it's a mazarnis. So now, according to the Magen Avraham, you have something which looks, you have your French toast, a piece of it which is less than a kazayas, it's according to the Magen Avraham, the bracha is mazarnis. According to the Taz, the bracha is a moitzi. Right? Because, another round. According to the Magen Avraham, the bracha is a moitzi, and according to the Taz, the bracha is mazarnis. So now what do you do? So the only yetz is wash another bread and the eat a teichasuda. Because this is all talking about the piece that didn't have a kazayas. You fried a piece which has a kazayas. Right? Bishul can't, once it's a kazayas, bishul doesn't affect it. For sure, frying is not going to affect it. Okay, now, Enam of Orach. So the bracha is no longer Amoitzi, the bracha is Mazarnas and Alamichya. So the Mishnah Berurah, Da, the Bechol, Hani, Shadiskar, Besif, Zeh, Besifim, Shacharov, what's discussed here in the coming, upcoming Sifim, Filokova, Sudasa, Aleim, Vacha, Kadei, Sviya, you made a meal out of it, and you ate a large amount. Mavarach, Rehman, and Mazarnas, Rach, Rehman, Sholish. Shundu, Loyavi, Bechol, Lechem, Klau, Rach, Kiminim, Kadeira, Baalma. It's no longer bread. And the halacha of Kviya Suda is pass Haboba Kistan. The point over here is no longer pass. It's not lechem anymore. Bishul is what removes the status of lechem. So I don't care how much you eat. You know, the guy eats 17 slices. I don't care, right? The bracha is mazarnas and alamit.
Can I ask my question now?
No. Now, how the next group was, if the pieces, if you mush it together with, you didn't cook, you just mushed it together. So, first step, if the pieces have a kazayas is indestructible. Again, you don't need all the pieces. One piece is a kazayas, say it's a moitzi, and the melee, everything else is included in the moitzi. Okay, if, however, the pieces are not a kazayas, so then it depends whether they have tara lechem or not. This case. Is better in the sense it retains its bread status more than the first scenario. The first scenario was cooking. Why does it keep its status? The kimish lo nisbashel, since it wasn't cooked, tar lechem shaloi chashiva shehu nikar b'yaduah yoser. So the Torah lechem is something which is cooked. So yeah, but it's a cooked item. Cooked item downgrades it. That's a pas, it's not cooked. Pas is baked. This is ois pas. But you didn't cook it. You just mushed it together. So then it looks like bread. Okay, so it's bread. So you'll say hamoitzi and benching. Okay, you ate enough pieces that there's a kazayas, the bench. Okay, zok the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say you ground up bread into small, very small pieces, breadcrumbs. And then you mix it together with oil and stuff like that. So now you took, then you cooked, to put them into a pot, and you cooked them. Or you take them b'machavas b'mashka d'choshev kibishel, or you fried them in a frying pan, which, like many achronim, is considered bishel. So now the Magarum raises the following question: that maybe, even though it did not have a kazayis beforehand, why is it worse than let's go back a step. I take flour and I put it together and I make a roll, and the bracha is, it's kosher, it's a moitzi. So I take breadcrumbs and I put it together and make a roll, it's not a moitzi. Why not? Why can't I give it back a status of a moitzi? So it's scenario number two, right? I took it, I mush it. Okay, there's no pieces of kazayis, and I mush it together. So say, okay, but why can't the baking, and I always put it in the oven and I bake it. Why can't baking give it back its status of a moitzi? It's not worse than round number one, right? So, so let's argue that, and the same thing is true even if I cook it. But the maisa, if the canadle, I got a big canadle, you go to Shalom, like a big canadle, it's a kazayis, right? Kuliyamal pligi, it's a kazayis, right? So that should give it back a chashivas of a kazayis. No. So the government said that's not true. It's a mezonos, and it's alamichka. I don't care how many you ate many kanedlach. Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. Okay, so that's accepted psak. However, vim afoa, but if you bake them, so now we have a fascinating shaila. So even though you've downgraded it by mushing it together, but now you baked it, maybe baking it should give it back its chashivas. So the answer is, it depends if it's kazayis or not. Nachon shal yachlam ki besech asura, elm ke nilis beroyv shuman, oy devash, doz morechlam beremen mezoynes, ke leel besef zayim banko. So you should only eat tech asura, because the suffix, what is bracha is. If there's a lot of other ingredients, it's not less than pasma bakistin, right? So pasma bakistin, the bracha is mezoynes, so we also is mezoynes. Because you're arguing that the second baking is like a first baking. Okay, and the first baking with a lot of oil and stuff like that is also mezonos. But then there's a shela shela shir kavias. So you're only cheating to tachas suda in that situation. Given b'mayim levad v'fon, yeshalem din paskamer. If you took matzah mel or breadcrumbs and you mixed it with water and you baked it, so it's bread. Good? Okay, now, in the last scenario was, you took the bread and you ground it up in little pieces. That's all you did. You didn't mush it with anything else. You didn't bake, boil it. All you did was eat. I want to eat little pieces of bread. See, but they don't look like bread anymore. Blatera lechem. How did I say before? Doc. Even since it's been ground up, it's kasher. It's like flour. I love tera lechem. Doesn't look like bread to me. It's still a moitzi. Atam kimin shu pas bifnei atzmai v'enem mechuber. It's bread. A little pieces of bread, but it's bread. And a yotzei lechem teres lechem. It doesn't lose its status of lechem. Even though you soaked it in water, again, if you soaked it in water to the point that it leached out the starch, that's a different thing. But you didn't do that. But you soaked it in water. If they didn't clump together, it's still bread. But it's only if you soaked it a little bit of time. So there's a lot of there are a lot of practical applications of this, matzah bray is a shayla, etc. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's say you've got matzo balls. And you don't want to make kamotzi. So you take the matzo balls and you cut them down so they're smaller than azayas.
Matzo balls are cooked.
Yeah.
So they're not bread. They're cooked.
I always thought that matzo balls, by definition, if they're especially big matzo balls, let's say, bigger than a kazayas, were hamotzi. You had to make hamotzi to eat that matzo.
I'm not familiar with that halacha. According to my, we're learning that now, the brachas mazonos. You mixed it with something else and you cooked it. So you cook it, it's a mazonos. I don't care how big the matzo ball can be the size of this room, it's still a mazonos. Okay. Next question.
I can't remember where I learned about it. Somebody told me that matzo balls are a hamotzi. Okay, so I'm wrong. All right.
Okay. So that's probably why you're having problems with everything we're learning, processing it, because it didn't make any sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay, good. So absorb that one. Sifyut Aleph. Yesh Mishermer, the Perun, Shadoysen, B'mayim, B'mayim, Mislav, B'mayachas, Perun. So we've mentioned this Sifyut already multiple times. If you take pieces and you put it in, again, the pieces are less than a kazayas, because kazayas is indestructible. Okay, but the pieces are less than a kazayas, and you put it in the water to the point of Miami Slab and Machas Apurin. The water whitens, which means it leaches out the starch into the water. So loch is also like Teresa than Ahama, skipping the parentheses. Teresa means toyer. That's the language of the Gemara. Pierce Kilo Omer Tarisa, Clara Tar Lechem. It loses its appearance of bread. And again, I don't care what you ate, because it's no longer bread. It's not pas bekistan is an issue of how much you ate, because it's pas bekistan, but it's not pas anymore. It's not bread anymore. So you can eat, 17 slices worth. I don't care what you did to it, as long as the piece of lesser kazayas. Sif samachal, pirun shenoysim, hanu kishen behem kazayas, tihil yeshem kazayas, ein tzorach tar lechem kimosha kozma sifakar. So you put it in water. Okay, now. Zog to Mr. Burr. Vanoisim chatichas bash shemiyabshin al gecholim b'sheicher shakarn panitz. So you take a piece of bread and you toast it. Then you put it into beer.
Into beer?
Yeah. Vehmem kazayas. The piece is less than a kazayas. V'sheicher mislavan ayineshri. And then the beer leaches out the starch. Okay. You put little pieces in just to give some flavor into the beer. So the goal is the beer, so the bracha is shahakal on the beer, and you don't have to worry about the bread. Okay. So you soaked it; it's no longer bread, and therefore the bracha is mezonos. Also, late. V'avta mevor b'sif sif hakredim the peru and shenim avushal v'lem mechuber. Little crumbs which are not cooked or attached through honey, etc. Fila emem tar lechem before a chamoitzi, even though they don't look like bread, they're still a moitzi. Fila hal yeshurim emayin kumosh eksav l'shav, even they've been soaked in water a little bit. Daf gazim shal nishtan tzuras hapas be'etzem klal, but you didn't change the pas. You know what doesn't look like bread because it's so small. That's a simon that you've changed the item. Taking the starch out into the water means you've changed the item. So it's no longer bread, and the bracha is mazonos and alamichim. Okay.